Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry talk show. Our ministry is a ministry embracing widows, and the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify widows through regular encouragement and many decisions about the first 3 years. Our scripture read, which we are very special to God, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I hope that you are doing okay out there. Well, for the last couple of weeks, I had some other topics that I wanted to talk about, and we had a series of ABCs, and I want to go back to the ABCs and finish it up. We left off with R. We were going to do R through W. So I want to continue with those series of the ABCs, refreshment for women. But I want to tell you a story about this lady named Nancy. And she was talking about how she started helping people. And I want to tell you that story. Nancy, her husband passed, she said it was a slow process and actually getting back, and she was getting back into the swing of things. And she also indicated that she would never be the same as it was before. Of course, it's never the same when your spouse is no longer there. And she said, but she got to accept it and move forward. But there are so many things that the Lord opened up to the person who is open to receive, is that the sadness will go into background a little bit. When you help others, you forget about yourself. What can you do to help another person today? Brainstorm some ideas on a piece of paper. Here are some suggestions: baking, watching children, doing minor home repairs, visiting a local rest home, helping at an animal shelter, preparing a meal for someone that is sick or busy, or helping teachers and students at a local school who could use your help. Think about some of those things that you can do, because sometimes when we're helping others, we don't get caught up in the way we feel, in our sadness and our emotions. God has blessed you with a particular gift, and ask God what that gift is. Pray and ask him what the gift that he's given you. It may not be any of the listed one above that I just mentioned, but I'm assured that you do have a gift that he has for you to ways for you to be able to help others. So just ask him, and he will. In Jeremiah 33:3, it says, "Call me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things that you do not know." So call him, and he'll give you an answer. He'll find a way. If he don't softly speak to you, he'll show you ways in which you need, that you do have a gift to help others. Getting to our ABC series of spiritual refreshment for women, the letter R we're going to start with. This is the end of the R's. And it talks about, it relates to what we just finished talking about, because when we help others, we get rewards from God. God knows what we have done, and we are faithful, and we get rewards from him. But you don't need to help people just to get reward. You should just help your neighbors as yourself at all times. Scripture Ephesians 6:8, you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does. Have you ever received a reward for an act of kindness? Maybe you return a wallet or found a lost pet. So often the goodness of God goes unnoticed. He gives with open hands, never expecting anything in return, because his motivation is love. He loves you enough to give you everything. You know, sometimes when we do favors, we're expecting it automatically to be returned. No, we should supposed to just go ahead and just be kind to each other and don't always look for reward. But God does give rewards. You can give someone to God by telling them about what God has done for you. Give them a testimony, and they'll see sometimes that their situation is not as bad as what they think. Be a rewarder. Let him know that his grace and mercy have not gone unnoticed. Reward them with your praise and thanksgiving. Ruth chapter 2, verse 12, it says, "The Lord I'm sorry about that, but this word is not a word that I've seen before. It's recompense. Don't know what that means. I'm going to need to look it up. That work, and a full reward be given unto thee." Perhaps you feel unappreciated for the things you do for others, the cooking, the cleaning, a late night at the office. Just once a thank you would be reward enough. Someone does take notice of all you do. Your Heavenly Father is watching you, even when it seems no one notices. He's proud of you and appreciates all that you do. You show the love and the life of God to those around you. Take heart. God is your exceedingly grateful, great and with rewards. The next word is righteousness. Isaiah 32:17 says, "The work of the righteous shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever." What a comfort it is to know that God has paid the price for you and your mistakes and declare your righteousness based on your life of your own flawless son. When the enemy comes to conquer you, the blood of Jesus stands between you and anything the devil accuses you of. Jesus paid the price that God found you righteous without blame. Rest assured that God is on your side. You have been cleared of any wrongdoings by the highest court. You are right in God's eye. Just know that. In Proverbs 4:18 it says, "The path of the righteous is like the first glimpse of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day." God knows where you are going as you journey on the road towards God's purpose and plan for your life. The light of God's love grows brighter with each step, bringing you closer and closer to Him. The more you know Him, the more quickly you know His will, and His ways can more assure the steps out of faith and faith towards His righteousness cause. Your steps are sure because your step is well lit with the goodness of God. You are on the right path. Isn't that wonderful? When you know that you're on the right path, God will direct your path if you will let Him. Just listen to Him, and He'll find new ways to answer your questions. Just know that. The next letter, we're finished with R's now, and we're going into S, and sacrifice. Psalms 51:17 says, "The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise." No matter where you've been, God loves you. He does care. He doesn't care about your past, but instead wants to give you an awesome future. Yes, He's a forgiving God. Many of us carry around things all our lives and don't want to release it, want to keep it, the baggage with us, just want to carry it around, just like a wagon, pulling a wagon. Just full of pride, full of just stuff. But God wants us to release all that stuff and forgive. Forgive those that have done something to you that you think sometimes is not even something that they have done. It's just your personal feelings, your emotions about a situation. God gives all He had for you at the highest cost. He cherished you more than anything you can, or the high price that His son, excuse me, Jesus was willing to fight and die for in order and store you to your Heavenly Father. Give Him your brokenness, and is the sacrifice you can afford to make. Excuse me. Need to drink a little water. My throat was feeling a little itchy. Romans 12:1 says, "I urge you, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. You are the greatest house ever built. The kings of kings desires to take up residence in you. Just like you expect a palace to be well cared for, so you should take care of your body. Choosing to live a pure and holy life brings honor and glory to Him. Your character and your behavior testify of His love resident, which, like the lawn of a palace, speaks of the royal family and their stature. Rejoice, you are the temple of the Most High God, and take care of it. We still continue on with S's, and this next one is salvation. That's coming from 2 Corinthians 6 chapter, the second verse. God said, in the time of your favor, I heard you. In the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Jesus' death on the cross was God's plan to bring you into heaven. Once your time is earned, your earth is through. But God had much more in mind than you might imagine. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection offered freedom from any bondage you face. God doesn't want you to miss a single blessing. Let Him save you from worries, addiction, debt, sickness, and emotional pain. Every promise in the book belongs to you. Don't wait to receive His great salvation. Don't worry, He said. Hebrews 5:9 says, once made perfect, which is Christ, became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey Him. You are the perfect woman. Other may bring you your path or point out your mistake, but God has made you perfect through Christ Jesus. Your old life is passed away and all things are new. You have a new fresh start, a clear slate. God doesn't remember that the old you. Isn't that a blessing that God doesn't hold on to those things? Well, every sin has been given in his mind. Forget it in yours. It's a new day with a new dream. You have been given a new and a whole new life. Start living it. But living it to your fullness, but you also got to be reminded to love others as you would love them, as you would want them to love you, and also take care of the temple that God mentioned earlier in this message. Satisfaction. Jeremiah 31:25 says, I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. Satisfaction is a result of a job well done. Sometimes your expectation for the blessing of God requires you to press a little harder and stretch your faith a little further to see the results you have asked God for. You can be sure that all your effort will be rewarded. God promised to satisfy your soul. A deep satisfaction may only He can provide. He's given your power to reach your destiny. He'll not let you fail. Press on. That's what He says. Press on. Press on. Don't give up. Keep on pressing on. Psalms 103:5 says, the Lord satisfy me with good things and make me young again, like the eagles. The erroneous wealth of love God has for you compels Him to shower you with His presence and draw you close to Him. The fresh scent that remains from a spring rain shower is an open invitation to rest in His mercy and grace. I've told you once before that whenever I need a hug from God, I just lay my head on the side. I say, God, I need a hug. And he gives me some sort of sign, a comfort, a hug, that he heard me. And that feeling is just, it's time, I can't really explain it. But I get my hug. Try it. You might get one too. His gentle desire is to satisfy your heart with everything good. Isn't that a mighty good God that we serve? He is a wonderful God. I am going to talk about one more, and then I'm going to do some announcements, make some announcements. The last one under S is serving God. That's coming from 1 Chronicles 28, chapter, the 9th verse. Acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind your thoughts. Sometimes I can have some crazy thoughts that I'm not very happy about, and I pray and ask God to help me control those thoughts. So just knowing that you're human, but at the same time, pray and ask God to take those negative thoughts away. Perhaps God didn't call you to be a missionary or preach the gospel, yet you are still called to serve God, and it's much easier than you think. Yeah, it's not as always hard, because you know one thing? God is going to help you. If he gets you to do something, he wants you to do something, he's going to definitely be a part of it. When God sends you on a mission, he joins you on that journey. He's not going to leave you alone. So don't ever think that whatever you think that God has for you to do, he is not going to send you out there all by yourself and be eaten by the wolves. So just knowing that he is there. It is simply allowing God in you to do what he equipped you to do. If you like to talk, you may be an encourager. If you like to bake, perhaps you have the gift of hospitality. Inside you, there are blessings for others waiting to be handed out. You are serving God one day after another, exactly the way he intended. One more scripture, John 12:26. Jesus said, whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant will also be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Serving God has no limits. Today, women can serve God in any way they desire. No calling is too big or too small. Perhaps you are raising the next generation, your children, to serve God. Maybe you speak to hundreds of thousands of other people. Books are a public platform. Let your faith roar and remove anything that limits you. I think he's talking to me in this passage. As you follow him, he will make the impossible possible. Oh, yeah, I want him to do just that on this project, two projects that I'm working on that he's given me to do. Yes, let me say that again. He will make the impossible possible. When you think you can, you can. I'll leave you with that tonight. He will make the impossible possible. And when you think you can, oh, yes, you can. So that's the end of our ABC refreshment tonight. We have a few more to go. We have a few more in S's and T's. Let me see what else after the T's. Then we have some W's, a few W's. And then you think, I think one more show will do it, but I want to finish it because it has so many information about different scriptures and how we can be better Christian and be better people and also love God, because God is there for us. I know sometimes we don't think so. It looks a little bit dark. We feel like we're in a dark place sometimes. But just keep on praying and believing, and you'll see some lights from under the tunnel. Well, we have about 5 more minutes. I hope that you're ready and getting packed and getting ready to go on this cruise with us. We're heading to Cayman Island and Cozumel. Well, I haven't packed yet, but I'm getting my clothes together. And I got a couple more things I'm going to try to find tomorrow. But get packed and get all your passport, your birth certificate, or wherever you're going to be bringing along, and get ready so we can enjoy ourselves. Just continue to pray that God will be with us, and we will have no weapon that is formed against us that prosper, and God will allow us all to be in good health and just able, and those circumstances will be to keep us away from this enjoyable trip. And we just thank everybody that's going to be on board and attending this cruise. And also we're going to be celebrating our 13th anniversary on the cruise. So wish that you were going to be there. But if you're not, you know, just pray for us that everything will be all right. Well, a few of us are going to be going to a play this coming, in 2 weeks. September 10th, we're going to a play at the Port of Sanford Art Center on Rainbow, and it should be fun. But there's only a certain number of tickets available, so I've called a few people, and they have accepted the invitation, and will be joining me at this play, and it's a wonderful play. They had it, the lady that wrote the play, it was last year, and when it was the production, and she wrote the play, and, well, we lost her. She died, I think, back in December. I'm not sure the date. But she passed away. But her husband is going to continue to have the play to continue on. And that is a great thing, because this play was a very good play of things about the Bible, but it's just that the way she had it just came alive, and just you saw so many things about the Bible and reality versus just hearing it by words and reading the Bible. She just brought it alive in a play. But her husband is trying to continue her legacy and continue to produce the play every year. But that is it, and I hope that you will have a wonderful week. Yes, and tune in again next week. And I'm going to surprise you with some guests coming up in September. I'm going to try to see if I can get someone every day of September. So just look out for some special guests on. Invite others to listen. And that is it. Good night, and be blessed, and have a great week, and tune in again next week, the same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night. Much love to you.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can avoid it. You can't get around it, but you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. This is not the end.
No, this will not be
for you.